वृक्ष के मूल से किसी शाखा का उच्छेदन करके उसको स्नान कराए।
If a branch is cut off from the tree, from the main root of the tree, and you may soak that branch in water or even soak it in Ganges water, it will ultimately dry up. Because it has been removed from the root. In the same way, the living entity, when he turns away from Krishna, he can never be happy. Neither we can make him happy. One person who has turned away from Krishna, how he can make another person happy who has also turned away from Krishna? It is never possible. The example in the scriptures is given in the dream of drinking water. Suppose in a dream you're feeling thirsty. And in your dream you're drinking water. The dream water. And the person who's giving you water is your own brother. And doesn't matter how much water you chug down, you don't become relieved of your thirst. I have seen a dream like this myself. Lota after lota, I'm drinking water, but I'm not being relieved of my thirst at all. Because actually, there is no person giving you water, neither there is water. But the thirst is the truth. This example is given in the scripture. The thirst is there. Once you wake up, then you realize, I am thirsty. And then you drink real water. In the same way, when we are serving somebody or somebody is serving us, it is just like the dream. It does not satisfy. It is never truth. And neither we can make anybody else happy by doing this, neither somebody else can make us happy. Real awakened life is Krishna's service. If we consider somebody, if we want to serve them, and we have to consider them to be part and parcel of Krishna, and to help them in that way, if we give them prasad, then we're helping them. Their knowledge, prasadam. Even medicine should be offered before giving. Not because you think that Lord is not sick. We can offer in so many ways. This is a thing. It is being offered in your service. I am offering to you. And we should give Krishna consciousness in the root of everyone as the main thing. We should tell them, you should chant Krishna's name. You should hear Krishna Katha. And go to the temple. And if you're very busy, then keep Krishna's deity or picture in your house. Krishna is not tied only to the temple. He can live in your house also. He's everywhere. But a temple's atmosphere is different, and your home atmosphere is different. One should try to come to the temple. One should definitely try to come to the temple.
किसी कारण से कोई दूर पड़ रहा हो नहीं आ सकता.
But for some reason, if it's not near your house and you're not able to come, then you can worship Krishna in your home and here. But when you have time, when you can come to the temple, hear Krishna Katha, but one should have a relationship, one should develop a relationship with Krishna. Without that, Krishna consciousness, everything you do is really useless. Some people say that they only want to chant a different name of Krishna. That is okay as long as they're chanting the Lord's name. Some people only chant Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram. There is no difference. There is no difference in the Lord's name, Nam Nam Akari Bahudha.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु कहते हैं, हे प्रभु, आपने नाम नाम बहुधा कार्य, आपने बहुत बहुत नाम.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज यू हैव सो मेनी नेम्स.
नाम नाम कार्य बहुधा निज सर्व शक्ति तत्र अर्पिता.
एंड यू हैव इन्वेस्टेड ऑल योर एनर्जीज इन ऑल योर नेम्स.
और नियमित स्मरण है काल. और स्मरण के विषय में, नाम जप के विषय में अपने.
एंड अबाउट चैंटिंग द नेम्स, होली नेम्स, देयर इज नो नियम, देयर इज नो
निर्धारित नहीं कि एक सवेरे करो शाम को
रूल दैट यू हैव टू डू एट दिस टाइम एट दिस प्लेस एनीवेयर एट एनी टाइम यू कैन चैंट द होली नेम्स.
कोई गोविंद कहता है, कोई कृष्ण कहता है, कोई हरि कहता है.
पीपल इन जनरल सम चैंट राम्स नेम, सम गोविंद, सम हरि, सम
कोई ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
सम चैंट ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, some Hari Sharanam, some Jai Shri Krishna. They're all Krishna's name.
जिसके जिसमें रुचि हो जाते. नहीं, महामंत्र राम भी है.
महामंत्र is राम and कृष्णा.
महामंत्र राम भी है, महामंत्र कृष्ण भी है, भगवान का कोई भी नाम महामंत्र नहीं है.
इन Kali Santanan Upanishad, this question is asked. Narad ji has asked this question to Lord Brahma. That how people in Kali Yuga be able to get liberated. Then Lord Brahma has given a pravachan, a talk in Kali Santanan Upanishad, and he has said that this is Mahamantra.
हरे और कृष्ण,
दिस थ्री वर्ड्स राम हरे एंड कृष्ण,
तीनों को सजा करके
ही हैज अरेंज्ड. दिस थ्री नेम्स आर अरेंज्ड इन सच अ वे दे कैन बी चैंटेड, दे कैन बी संग,
जपा जा सकता है, बहुत सुविधा है.
देयर इज सो मच कन्वीनियंस, सो इजी.
आप इसको क्यों जपते हैं?
समटाइम्स पीपल आस्क मी व्हाई यू चैंट दिस महामंत्र, एंड आई टेल देम आवर गुरु Parampara Acharyas, they have given this mantra to me, and that is why I chant. I like it. But if they like, they can chant any names, but this Mahamantra is specially for this age. Can somebody go to Golok Vrindavan by just chanting the Mahamantra?
Or Vaikuntha mein bahut bhed nahi hai.
Or Vaikuntha, there is not much difference between Golok Vrindavan and Vaikuntha.
Golok Vrindavan to Mahamantra jap karke bhi nahi jayenge.
Golok Vrindavan, if you're chanting Mahamantra, still no guarantee that you will reach Golok Vrindavan.
Golok Vrindavan mein jaane ki jo yogyata ka varnan hai.
To go to Golok Vrindavan, what is described in the Shastra?
Golok Vrindavan mein jaane ki jo yogyata ka varnan hai.
That is according to different feelings or emotions or love for Krishna.
Vinvin bhav ke anusar jaate hain.
According to different bhav. To go to Golok Vrindavan, one has to have one of the five relationships, Sakya Bhav, Dasya Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav, etc. When it's fully established, when one is day and night engaged in their service, then you can go to Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan is not necessary, just by chanting some mantra you will be thrown in Golok Vrindavan. For this there should be mental bhav. But between Golok and Vaikuntha there is not so much difference. There is that much difference that in Golok Vrindavan Krishna is two-armed and there is no hesitation to engage in loving affairs with his devotees. But that same Krishna is in Vaikuntha, four-armed form. It's not two different persons, two different people. Just like sometimes a person is at, a man is at home, he's in simple dress, he plays with his children, he talks to his wife, his child climbs on his shoulder and his wife is sometimes angry with him. And the same man, when he goes in the high court, he's a judge, and as long as he is there doing his duty as a judge, perhaps his wife will not be able to go there, his children cannot come and play there, there is formality. But when he takes that uniform off, he goes home, he is, there's only difference of dress, same person. Krishna actually himself, he is in Vaikuntha. Now question is, who has personal relationship with that Shri Krishna? If they have a relationship, sambandh with Krishna, and he does that kind of bhajan with love, with that bhav, then he will reach Golok. So there is not much difference between Golok and Vaikuntha. Just by chanting Maha Mantra, you will reach Golok. I have never read that anywhere.
Evam sa bhagavan krishna vrindavan charah kvachit yayau ramam rite rajan kalindin sati virvritaha. Evam kartik gopashtami din leelam samapya tad varshi nidag gatasya kasyachit dinasya leelam aha evam iti.
On Kartik Gopashtami day, the leela that happened, the leela when he finished, in the same year, in the summertime, a special leela happened. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is now going to describe that leela. Kaliya Daman leela happened in summertime.
अब ग्रीष्म ऋतु की लीला का वर्णन प्रारंभ कर रहे हैं.
So this summer time,
ग्रीष्म ऋतु को निदाग भी कर
रहे. लीला is beginning now.
जब बहुत धूप होती है, बहुत घाम होता है.
When the sun is very hot,
काल की लीला कर रहे. गोचारण करते थे.
In this way, Lord Shri Krishna, he used to go for grazing his cows. And he used to follow, copy the birds and bumblebees, etc.
Kvachit,
one time, that year in which he started to graze the cow, in the same year, in the hot weather, sa
prajan junaik bhuta krishna ve krishna,
that krishna, this is translation of the verse.
Vrindavan
Bihari, Lord, without Lord Balaram, surrounded by his sakhas, went to the bank of Kalindi. In this way, this leela is beginning. Actually, this should be the fruit of hearing and reading Bhagavad Katha. That the reader, hearing Katha, he should reach, approach closer to the Sanskrit slokas.
संस्कृत के श्लोकों से दूर बहुत नहीं भागना चाहिए।
We should not run away too far from the Sanskrit slokas. We should try to catch the real meaning in the Sanskrit slokas.
व्याख्या की जाती है उस मूल के पास पहुंचने के लिए।
Translation is given to reach near the meaning of that the feeling of this verse. And then by that to reach the leela of Sri Krishna.
Swami ke mukh se nikal rahe hain to uska vastavik arth samajhne ke liye us sah bhagwan krishna evam sah bhagwan krishna is prakar bhagwan krishna
he says in this way Lord Sri Krishna used to do his perform his pastimes of grazing the cows. One day, in the hot summer's day, with his friends, he went to the forest. And while grazing the cows, he reached the banks of the Kalindi River. Kalindi is the name of Jamuna because she is the daughter of Kalind. And that's why her name is Kalindi. Just like Mother Sita is called Janaki because she is the daughter of Maharaj Janak. Devaki being the daughter of Maharaj Devak. In the same way, the daughter of Kalinda is called Kalindi. Kalinda is also the name of Lord, the sun god. She, Kalinda is also the mountain from where Mother Jamuna emanates, and Kalinda is also the name of the sun god whose daughter is Kalindi.
उस कलिंद पर्वत से निकलने के कारण इनको कालिंदी कहा जाता है तो कालिंदी के तट पर गए एक विशेष लीला कह रहे हैं कि रामम रीते राम
वन स्पेशल रामम रीते विदाउट लॉर्ड राम
जिस किसी कारण से बलराम जी घर पर रह गए
फॉर सम रीजन लॉर्ड बलराम रिमेन्ड एट होम
चाहे जो भी कारण
व्हाटएवर द रीजन वाज But this question arises why Sri Krishna did not take his brother Balaram today? He didn't take him because today he wanted to perform a special pastime. He wanted to jump inside the waters of Jamuna. And if Balaram had come with him, he would not allow him to jump in there. He would have caught hold of him and not let him go. Or he would not have let Krishna even go in that area where Kaliya used to live and it was his poisonous waters. Balaram would not even have let him go in that area. And if he had let him go, if he had allowed him to go in that area, he would have never let him jump in the waters. Therefore, the Lord thought it's better not to take Balaram with him.
कालिये नाग की पकड़ में आ जाएंगे.
एंड फॉर सेकंड रीजन वाज दैट when Krishna would be, he knew that when he would be caught in the coils of Kaliya, then all the Vrajvasis would be ready to jump in the water, and Balram would be capable of holding them all back.
Mata Jashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Gopi, adi sab us visale jal mein pravesh kar jaye.
Maharaj, Nanda, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, Gopis, etc. They would have all jumped in the water.
Ram ji rah gaye. वे सबके साथ आएंगे तो सबको रोक रहे थे.
But Balram stayed and he came with everybody and he was trying to stop everyone jumping in the water to save Krishna.
नहीं करने दिए उस विषाक्त जल में.
In that poisonous water.
कई पर्पस थे जिससे श्री राम को.
In this way there were many purposes due to which Shri Krishna did not take his brother Balram.
तो रामो मरीते जे जाओ. गर्मी का महीना चल रहा था.
And it was a hot summer's day. And therefore, the cows and the gopas, the sakhas were very thirsty.
और प्यास के कारण उस विषैले जल को पी.
And because of the severe thirst, they went and drank that water.
अथ गावश्च गोपाश्च निदाघा तपपीडितः दुष्टं जलं पपूर्तस्या कृशार्ता विषदूषितं. अथ अनन्तरमेव
when the cows and the sakhas reached the banks of Kalindi,
तस्य व्याकुल हो गए. क्यों? त्रिश आर्ता.
They were afflicted by thirst.
त्रिश से आर्त हो गए, व्याकुल हो गए. ये सब का अनुभव है जब मनुष्य को प्यास लग जाती है.
Too much heat. Everyone has that experience. Then when the weather is very hot,
अत्यधिक प्यास लग गई.
Suddenly the gopas and the cows became very very thirsty.
क्योंकि ग्रीष्म ऋतु के आतप से वे पीड़ित थे. निदाग आतप.
निदाग आतप.
तपक अर्थ होता है घाम, ताप. बहुत अधिक घाम होता है. निदाग
निदाग निदाग आतप. एक्सट्रीम हीट. पीड़िता. You all know, you have come from India, that how hot it gets in India. Because they were too afflicted, they did not consider that this water here is poisoned, and they went and drank it. They drank the poisoned water. The water was poisoned because of the Kaliya snake. Poisoned means it was just poison, just poisoned itself. The water itself became poison.
This dusitam or dustam jalam. Dust jal. Dust jal ka arth hai
vish dusitam and dustam jal. Dustam means
the
that they were drinking the water to survive, but by drinking they would all die.
अत्यधिक
it's called dushtam jalam.
प्यास के कारण विवेक रहा नहीं.
Because of extreme thirst, they had no more discrimination or to even remember that this water was poison.
निपेतुर विषवः सर्वे शैलान्ते कुरुत्वः. कथा में सुखदेव गोस्वामी परीक्षित महाराज को संबोधित कर रहे हैं कि हे कुरुद्वह, हे कुरुकुल की कीर्ति बढ़ाने वाले.
He is calling परीक्षित महाराज कुरुद्वह. हे परीक्षित महाराज, वन हु इंक्रीसेस द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द कुरु डायनेस्टी. He is telling him like this because Sukadev Goswami is saying that this kind of thirst you remember, you have experience.
एक बार महाराज परीक्षित के जीवन में भी बहुत जोर की प्यास लगी थी.
वन टाइम ऑल्सो जस्ट अ फ्यू डेज अगो बिफोर स्टार्टिंग टू हियर दिस कथा one time in the life of Parikshit Maharaj he also felt extreme thirst just a few days ago.
Abhi tasamskar mein pahunche hain to ye panchva din hai.
We have reached the 10th canto so it's the 5th day.
Iske pehle inko bhi pyaas lagi thi, bhook lagi.
Before 5th day he was also very much afflicted by thirst and hunger.
Jis karan se inka vivek nasht ho gaya.
Due to which he had lost his discrimination.
Muni ke gale mein mara hua saap tha.
And he put a dead snake around the muni's head.
Mata ji ko dusre taraf baithaye nahi to jaise bhookon ko.
The way he Sukhdev Goswami is explaining, he is indicating to Sukhdev to Parikshit Maharaj that see the way they were so thirsty, they had lost their discrimination, as if you remember you were also once like this.
Aur us atishay pyaas se marne ka saap mil gaya.
At that time he could not realize that he is putting a dead snake around a very great sage, and because of that he was cursed that in 7 days he would die.
तो कुरुद्वा संबोधन करके सुखदेव गोस्वामी उन्हें
by addressing him कुरुद्वा he is
प्यास की तीव्रता बता रहे हैं कि आप कौन हो है.
He is indicating to him how much these boys and cows are feeling afflicted by thirst just like you were at one time. You have experience.
बुद्धि काम नहीं करती.
Intelligence does not work.
In that
same way the cows and boys their intelligence did not work.
दैव ने उनकी चेतना को उपहत कर दिया. यहां दैव का अर्थ है
दैव took away their intelligence. Here the word दैव means
देव की इच्छा को दैव
means the high the desire of the higher authorities. Dev means demigods and Dev means the higher authorities. In this case it was Krishna's desire.
Leela vaibhav tha vastav aur gopo aur gavo ke dev ka arth hai nahi ki unka koi karm phal baki hai karm phal prerit karne.
The word dev here does not mean higher authorities, material authorities, the demigods, as if the cowherd boys and the cows had some bad karma that they had to suffer. Dev here means this desire of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna's lila vaibhav, his desire. So Krishna had desired that they drank that water.
Vishambhas tad upaspashya. Us visale jal ka sparsh karte hi jehi muh se chhue tehi vyasava nipetu.
As soon as they touched the poison water with their lips,
विस्प्राण होकर के गिर गए. कहाँ? शिलांते.
They became lifeless and they fell down. Where?
शिलांते अंते समीपे.
शिलांते means very near. They fell down.
बच्चे हाथ से लेकर के पिए, गौ मुंह लगा के पिए.
The children in their hand and the cows with their mouth. As soon as they touched to their hand, their lips, they fell down right there on the banks.
एक घूट पिए बस उसी समय बेहोश होकर के गिर गए.
They fell down.
निष्प्राण जैसे.
As if dead.
असवा का अर्थ इंद्रिया, इंद्रियों में चेतना नहीं रह गई.
असवा means there was no signs of life in their senses.
वो मर गए.
As if they were dead.
भगवान के नित्य परिकर हैं सभी.
They are all eternal associates of Krishna. They have spiritual bodies.
मर नहीं सकते हैं लेकिन फिर भी
दे कैन नॉट डाई.
बहुत चेतसा से सिद्ध होता है भगवान की ऐसी शक्ति है, योग माया.
बट दिस इज
सबों को सुला दिया.
दिस इज लॉर्ड्स शक्ति योग माया विच पुट देम ऑल टू स्लीप एज इफ दे वर डेड.
तो उन्हें यह अनुभव हुआ कि विष पीने से हम मर रहे हैं. हम चटपटा वो चटपटा.
दे हैड द फीलिंग दैट वी ड्रैंक पॉइजन एंड वी आर डाइंग.
विष पीने से सबको अनुभव था कि हम विषैला जल पिए इसी कारण से हमारी मृत्यु हो गई. जब
When they awoke, they all had that remembrance that we drank the poisoned water and we had died. When they will awaken, come to life, by the glance of Krishna, when they get up, they will have remembered that we drank the poisoned water and we had died. But by Krishna's mercy, we were brought back to life. Actually, what happened was the yoga maya to allow Krishna to perform his pastime, the yoga maya had put them to sleep. But she showed as if they had died, but actually they cannot die. One should read these shlokas very carefully, and we should hear and read these verses very carefully. Yog Maya showed like this. And Krishna was with them. When the children drank water, he did not say anything. The cows went to drink water, he did not stop them. He is the Supreme Lord. He knew it was poison water. If he wanted, he could have stopped them. But he did not stop them. And when they drank the poison water and they fell down dead, then Shri Krishna looked like he was drowned in sorrow. He said, "Oh my God, my cows died, all my friends have died, all my friends," as if he was in deep sorrow. As if somebody's livelihood in front of him is destroyed, how sorrowful he will be. And his friends, they died. The Lord, in the shloka, it is said for us, little while Krishna looked as if he was lamenting the death of the friends and the cows. But he is the Ishwar of all the Yogeshwaras. Sukadev Goswami is saying the speciality of Krishna. When we hear and read Krishna Katha, then what is Krishna? In here and there, it is described very nicely. We should pay attention to the words here and there that describes his supremacy. Krishna Yogeshwareshwaraha.
Yogeshwareshwaraha Krishna. Yogeshwar Ishwar.
That Krishna is Yogeshwar's Ishwar.
Ishwar. Yoga ka arth hota hai upay. Ab Sanskrit mein khas karke yoga ka ye arth hota hai.
To be able to do something that's impossible, that is called yoga, and that person who does it, it's called yogi. So in this way, to be able to do something that is impossible, Lord Shiva and the four Kumaras, etc., they're called Yogeshwar because they can do wonderful feats.
लेकिन श्री कृष्ण तो योगेश्वरों के भी ईश्वर.
But Sri Krishna is called ईश्वर of all the योगेश्वरस.
तो उनके लिए कुछ भी असंभव नहीं है.
For him nothing is impossible. To make somebody alive, to make somebody die, to make the whole universe alive.
कोई कठिन नहीं.
It is not easy. Nothing difficult for him. It's an ordinary thing. Therefore, this word here given is Yogesh, Yogeshwareshwara.
Brahma or Sankadik Adi ke bhi Ishwar.
He is the Ishwar of Brahma, Sankadi, Lord Shiva, etc.
Samarth hai srishti karne ki, jilane ki, badhane ki, wo sab Krishna se aayi.
All these Yogeshwaras, the energy, the shakti they have to bring, to create, to annihilate, is all coming from Sri Krishna.
So Sri Krishna, गायों को देख करके अपने अमृत वर्षी इच्छा से, इच्छा मन दृष्टि.
So Krishna, seeing all the cows, his glands full of nectar by his own desire.
अपने अमृत वर्षी दृष्टि से उनको जीवित कर दिए.
He made them come alive.
कैसे हैं? स्वनाथान.
How are these gopas and cows? It is said they are Swanatha.
सही जिनके नाथ हैं.
Of whose nath, whose lord only is Krishna, no one else.
श्री कृष्ण ही जिनके रक्षक हैं.
श्री कृष्णा इज देयर ओनली प्रोटेक्टर.
भगवान ने देखा कि मैं ही इनका रक्षक हूँ, मेरे अलावा कोई नहीं.
लॉर्ड सेड thought, I am their protector. Apart from me, these cows and my suckers don't know anyone else.
So Sri Krishna turant apni amrit varshi drishti se dekh kar jeevit.
So Krishna immediately with his glance, which is showering nectar, he made them alive.
Yeh hai Yogeshwareshwar ka kaam.
This is the job of Yogeshwara Ishwara's job. This is the job of Yogeshwareshwara. Is there anyone in this world who can see a diseased person simply by his glance and make him well? Is there anybody? And then someone who is dead and he can be made into a live person? In this way, if there was somebody like this who could do these things at this time, he will be made to travel all over the world. Please look at this dead person, make him back into life. At least to the big leaders of the country and important personalities. Drishtipat. Very clear, this word is there.
Iccha means will, sankalp. And iccha, usko kahte drishti, iccha jisse banta hai.
It is very clearly said, iccha, drishti.
To iccha ya drishti se, katham bhutaya drishti.
From his eyes, the nectar is showering.
जीवन की वर्षा होती है, मरा हुआ जगत.
Life is emanating, showering from his eyes.
ऐसा भगवान गीता में कहते हैं कि माया अध्यक्षेण प्रकृति सूयते सचराचर.
He says in Bhagavad Gita, माया अध्यक्षेण.
माया अध्यक्षेण, अध्यक्ष का अर्थ है अधिकार. अक्ष माने आँख. मेरे दृष्टिपात से.
अध्यक्ष also means eyes. By my glance, Maya, it creates and annihilates.
प्रकृति भी मरी हुई है, यह बहिरंगा शक्ति है, मैटेरियल एनर्जी है, इसमें जान नहीं है.
इस मटेरियल एनर्जी इटसेल्फ इज डेड मैटर.
इसमें अपनी चेतना नहीं है.
It does not have its own chetana.
देखते हैं तब इसमें सृष्टि करने की शक्ति.
The Lord, when he looks, glances at it, then it becomes able to create.
यह बहिरंगा प्रकृति भी अनंत कोटि जीवों को पाल रही
है. This external energy is maintaining so many living entities.
कीट पतंग, पशु पक्षी,
insects, birds, beasts, humans, demigods, this whole creation is living just simply by the glance of Krishna. For this Lord to bring back some cows and a few thousand sakhas and cows, it's not a big, wonderful thing. This is simply by his glance.
Drishtaya amrit varshanya.
Drishtaya amrit varshanya.
Samyak parjivaya. इस तरह से जीवित की कि उन बच्चों के शरीर में कोई कमी नहीं रह गई.
In this way he made them come back to life, that in those children's body there was nothing lacking.
यदि कोई व्यक्ति विष पी लेता है, भयानक विष पी ले और वो व्यक्ति जीवित भी रह जाए.
If some person drinks very bad strong poison and by chance he does not die, he remains alive.
तो कुछ दिन तक उसके शरीर में बहुत कमजोरी रहेगी.
For some time his body will be very weak.
कुछ न कुछ उसकी हालत बिगड़ेगी.
Something bad will happen to his health.
बच्चों को जीवित किया और गायों को, तो उनके शरीर में कोई भी खराबी नहीं.
But when the Lord brought the cows and the cowherd boys back to life, there was nothing had gone wrong with their bodies.
और मन में ग्लानि थी, शोक आदि कुछ नहीं था, बिल्कुल स्वस्थ पहले की तरह थे.
Neither did they have any sorrow or anything in their heart. They were completely healthy, just like before.
ऐसा लग ही नहीं सकता था कि वे विष पिए.
Nobody could even tell that they had taken this deadly poison.
चाहे कोई कितना medical जांच करे.
Doesn't matter how much they would have done medical tests on these persons.
उनमें कोई खराबी नहीं मिल सकती.
They would not find any fault in their bodies.
विष का कोई प्रभाव नहीं.
It had no effect on them. This is Lord Shri Krishna's leela.
Sukhdev Goswami jaisa authority, koi pramanik purush katha
Bhagwan. Somebody like Sukhdev Goswami, when he speaks Krishna's katha, in between of the Krishna's leelas, he always tries to establish the supremacy of the Lord Shri Krishna.
इस तरह की लीलाओं पर विचार करना चाहिए, नहीं तो लोग पूछा करते हैं.
One should try it. We should try to meditate on these kind of pastimes. Sometimes people ask us,
श्री कृष्ण ऐसा काम क्यों किए?
Why did
स्त्रियों के लड़कियों के कपड़े को चुरा कर क्यों?
Why does Krishna did something like this? What is the meaning of this stealing young girls' clothes?
कदम पर चढ़ गए. ये कौन सी लीला है?
That he climbs on trees and steals, he climbs on the trees and he steals the young girl's clothes. What kind of behavior is this? God should not act like this. In Houston, one lady stood up and she challenged me like this.
ये भगवान क्या करते हैं? अपने धाम से उतरते हैं दूसरों की साड़ी चुराने के लिए.
Why does Krishna do like this? He comes down from his dham just to steal girls' clothes.
कौन सी लीला?
What kind of leela is this?
तो मैं कहा कि अच्छा ठीक है, तुम ये तो शंका कर रही हो.
I said okay, so you have doubt about this.
द्रौपदी के साड़ी बढ़ाने की बात भी सुनी हो?
Have you ever heard that he increased Draupadi's sarees?
उसने कहा कि हाँ, तो ये क्यों नहीं पूछती हो कि यही साड़ी बढ़ाने के लिए उतार लेते हैं?
So she said yes. I told her, so why don't you ask, why does he come down from his dham to increase Draupadi's saree? Why don't you ask that leela?
करोड़ों गज करोड़ों मीटर साड़ी बढ़ गई.
Millions and millions of meters of saree was increasing and increasing.
हाथियों का बल रखने वाला दुशासन.
That Dushasan, he had 10,000 elephants' strength. He dropped down almost dead and he could not find the other end of the sari. Why don't you think about this leela? So if you want to ask, then you should also ask this. Then you should understand, try to understand, what is Krishna? For what reason did he steal clothes? This katha will come. And then I will describe.
सब शंकाएं करने के पहले भगवान श्री कृष्ण ये सब लीलाएं भी तो माननीय हैं।
Before one has doubts like this, one should hear all these leelas and one should try to hear. Just by his glance, he brought back to life the cows and the cowherd boys who had died from drinking poison. What kind of what leela is this? You should think of that also. What is this happening? In this way, in other words, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He has unlimited Shakti that we cannot even imagine with our mind. When we cannot understand, imagine with our mind, then we say, oh, these are all false stories, how it can be?
झूठी कथाएं नहीं है भागवत में, बिल्कुल सत्य है।
भागवत इज नॉट मेड ऑफ फॉल्स स्टोरीज, दे आर कम्प्लीटली ट्रूथ।
बिल्कुल सत्य है, एक एक अक्षर सत्य है।
एवरी सत्यम धीमहि, भगवान व्यासदेव हैज मेड अ प्रॉमिस, एवरी वर्ड एवरी लेटर इज ट्रूथ।
अपनी चित्रवृत्ति को परम सत्य कृष्ण पर ले जा रहा हूँ। सब कुछ सत्य है, सब कुछ सत्य है, लेकिन इन सत्य कथाओं को भी हम जब विचार करते हैं,
but even these true kathas, when we think about them,
तो हमें झूठी लगती है। क्यों?
It seems false to us. Why is that?
इसलिए कि हम झूठे दिमाग से इन पर विचार करते हैं।
Because our mind is full of false things, false stories. And then we think with that kind of mind. So even Krishna's stories seem false to us. Our buddhi, our mind has been hearing false stories, fiction for so long, it has gotten used to of hearing fiction.
जैसे आपने देखा होगा, बच्चे जब घुमरी परेता खेलते हैं,
just like you might have seen, when children, they put their arms out and they start twirling and twirling and twirling round and round. We have also done that when we were young. When they're turning around and round and round, their eyes, their vision is moving around and round.
And आँखों में घुंघरी छा जाती है। तो उद्घूर्णा युक्त आँखों से जब हम देखते हैं, तो वृक्ष भी घूमता है।
With those kind of eyes, when we look, the trees is moving around, the sky is moving around, the cars, wall, mountain, everything seems to be twirling around, but actually nothing is moving around. Only your eyes are moving around.
कुछ भी नहीं घूम रहा है। लेकिन जब तक आँखों में घुमरी है, उद्घूर्णा है,
but as long as our eyes are moving around,
उन आँखों से देखने पर अचल वस्तु भी घूमती है।
With those eyes, when we see even the things that are moving around, they also seem as if even the things that are not moving around, they seem like they're moving around.
है ना? उस समय कोई कहे नहीं नहीं ये सब नहीं घूम रहा है, तो कहेगा मैं सांप देख रहा हूँ, घूम रहा है।
At that time, if somebody says no, these things are not moving around, he will say, what do you mean? I can see very clearly, everything is moving around.
क्या देख रहे हो? तुम्हारी मूर्खता है।
What clearly you're seeing? You're a fool.
देखिए, हम लोग इस असत्य जगत में रह रहे हैं।
In the same way, we're living in this world of false.
और असत्य बातें ही अधिक पढ़ रहे हैं।
And we're always reading and hearing false stories.
99% से भी अधिक असत्य बातों को हम पढ़ रहे हैं, सुन रहे हैं।
More than 99% we're reading false stories and hearing false stories.
जैसे नावल है, नावल कहते हैं ना?
Just like novels, movies.
सारी झूठी होती है।
Complete fiction.
है ना? लिखने वाले कल्पना करते हैं, लड़का था, एक लड़की थी, इस तरह से
a person who's writing the fiction, they write, oh, there was one boy, one girl, and to bring them together and make them separate. And they print this. And then people read that. And people who read those while they're traveling in train, they're reading those novels and thinking those stories to be truth, and they're crying as they're reading. And they know that these are false stories. Still they're reading and crying. The person who's writing, he's writing fiction, and then they watch these cinemas and TV. These are all false stories. Someone is killing somebody, somebody is doing something, no one's killing anybody. They're usually friends, they're working for some company, but people who are watching those shows, they're watching, and sometimes they're favorable, sometimes happy, sometimes they're unfavorable, they're crying, or sometimes they're angry, and sometimes they're praying, oh, this person may win, and this may happen, but it's all false. People are reading false, their fiction novels, they're reading, and they're crying, and crying, and crying. In our village, people tell stories. Maybe in other places, Gujarat, etc., they may also do like this. Sometime when somebody cannot sleep, they're going to sleep but they don't feel sleepy or they cannot sleep, then they tell some other person, tell a story. They say, please tell some story because I'm not able to sleep. And the person telling story is telling 100% false story while putting him to sleep. And he says, I will only tell you a story if you keep saying, make some sound to assure me that you are listening, like otherwise I will not tell. So while he's telling story, once in a while he says, so you're listening, and the person says, and in the end, what does this storyteller say? He's saying, the storyteller told the story, false story, and the person hearing the story, he's thinking that the story is true. So actually the thing is that these days most of the books that are written fixed false stories, fiction. So much preaching is being done of false stories. It's just like the moving of the eyes that has settled in our mind, and then we think everything is false, everything must be a fiction. Even when we read, so we're so conditioned like that, when we read Shastra, we say, this Veda Vyas must have written story, how can it be true? What you can say to people like this? What is the solution to this? Solution is, suppose just like when the children are turning round and round, their eyes start to go round, they see everything turning around. So the solution is that you catch that person and you twirl them in the opposite direction, and then very soon everything will settle in the right way. So when we stop hearing and reading and speaking these false stories, and then we hear only the truth, the stories, then slowly, slowly, by twirling ourselves in the opposite direction, we will stop seeing things, thinking that all these kathas are false. So then we'll understand that actually these kathas in the Bhagavatam, they're actually truth. Krishna is truth, he is eternal, his name, his form, his associates, they're all eternal.
They're
truth. In this way we can understand. And this is why again and again we are told that we should associate with devotees, and we should increase our faith by hearing. To even understand these kathas, we have to have some qualification. When we hear these kathas and we digest it as it is, for that there has to be some qualification also. And that qualification comes from hearing and chanting names, Krishna's name, japa, etc. for a long time.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Bhagavan Sri Krishna, apni aankh se dekh karke apne mrit sakhaon ko aur mrit gavon.
So Sri Krishna, just from the glance of his eyes, he brought his cows and the friends back to life.
आगे जब भी भगवान की लीला पर विचार करना होगा, तो ये अद्भुत लीलाएं हमेशा चिंतनीय हैं. इन पर विचार करते रहें.
Later, when we have to meditate on his pastimes, his amazing pastimes like these, we should always be meditating on these.
चाहिए कोई भी व्यक्ति जो कृष्ण के विषय करता है, तो उसको कहना चाहिए इसके पहले तुम ये लीला पढ़ चुके हो. उसको कहना चाहिए इसके पहले.
Any person who doubts Krishna's pastime, we should tell them, have you read these pastimes?
तुम विश्वास करते हो या नहीं? और इस पर विश्वास नहीं करते हो तो इस पर क्यों चर्चा करते हो? उस पर भी विश्वास करो.
And if you don't believe in these pastimes, then why do you believe in those pastimes of Krishna stealing the girls' dresses? You should not also believe those pastimes.
मान लीजिए कोई कहे कि मैं नहीं मानता हूँ कि कृष्ण ने जीवित कर दिया मरे हुए पशुओं को और गोपों को, तो उस पर क्यों विश्वास करते हो? तो उन्होंने
Suppose if somebody says, I don't believe that Krishna brought those cows and his friends back to life, then you can say, then why do you believe that those pastimes that Krishna stole the gopis' clothes?
उस पर भी मत विश्वास करो.
You should also not believe those.
नहीं विश्वास करना तो मत करो.
You don't want to believe, then don't believe. You don't believe half the things and you want to believe other half.
इसको श्रीपाद शंकराचार्य ने अपने सारिवत भाष्य
in श्रीपाद शंकराचार्य in his भाष्य he has called it
वेदांत सूत्र की टीका में और कुकुट में आया
था. In Vedanta Sutra commentary he has called it अर्ध कुकुट न्याय.
कुकुट का अर्थ होता है मुर्गी या मुर्गा.
कुकुट मीन्स हेन.
व्यक्ति के पास एक मुर्गी थी.
अ पर्सन हैड अ हेन.
वो व्यक्ति बारंबार सोचा एक दिन कि मुर्गी का अगला
हिस्सा. एंड सो दिस पर्सन अगेन एंड अगेन वन डे ही थॉट दैट दिस हेन्स फ्रंट पार्ट इज वेरी एक्सपेंसिव.
एक्सपेंसिव रोज खिलाना पड़ता है इसको.
एवरी डे आई हैव टू फीड हिम. बट इज हिज रियर पार्ट इज वेरी बेनिफिशियल.
अंडा निकलता है
बिकॉज एग कम्स फ्रॉम देयर. सो व्हाट आई विल डू, आई विल चॉप ऑफ हिज फ्रंट पार्ट एंड आई विल ओनली हैव हिज रियर पार्ट एंड देन आई विल कीप गेटिंग द एग्स एंड आई डोंट हैव टू फीड हिम. सो ही कट ऑफ द फ्रंट पार्ट. सो ऑफ कोर्स द हेन डाइड एंड द एग ऑल्सो स्टॉप्ड कमिंग.
इसी तरह शास्त्र के एक अंश को जब कोई व्यक्ति मानता है कि सत्य है और दूसरा नहीं सत्य है,
इन दिस वे अ पर्सन व्हेन ही believes in one part of the shastra and he does not believe in another part of the shastra,
ardh kukut nyay ki tarah ande ke saman,
it's called ardh kukut nyay,
pa nahi sakta hai,
like the egg, he cannot get the egg,
sabse han dhoj lega kuch bhi usko,
he will not get anything, he will not get the egg, he will not get anything.
Kuch log aise hain udand prakriti ke jo kehte hum ye mante hi nahi.
Some people are like that, very challenging attitude. We don't believe in this, they say. They openly say that, I believe in this, but I don't believe in this. Better if you don't believe in both. That's even a little better.
इस प्रकार से भगवान श्री कृष्ण की लीलाओं पर जो उनकी
In this way, some these kind of pastimes that you can see that this person is beyond this material world.
उन लीलाओं पर विचार करने से पहले जो उनकी अचिंत लीलाएं हैं, अचिंत शक्ति से संपादित किया है, उस पर पहले विचार करना चाहिए.
That show his unlimited powers. We should, they should meditate on these leelas first. Then automatically they will understand. They will understand who Krishna is. So Sri Krishna, with his nectar showering glance, he brought them all back to life. In this, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said in his commentary, this nectar showering could have another meaning. Sri Krishna saw that his sakhas died, and his cows have died, so Sri Krishna's eyes, some tears came.
आंखों से गौओं को देख रहे थे, बच्चों को देख रहे थे, छू रहे थे.
With those eyes showering, with those eyes, with tears in those in his eyes, he was looking at his cows and his sakhas and touching them with his hands. At that time, the tears that fell from his eyes and touched the cows and the cowherd boys, from that they came back to life. He is saying in his commentary. This is also one very beautiful bhav, that Krishna is feeling separation for his cows and sakhas, and he is touching them. And from his eyes, nectarian tears are showering, are falling and making them alive, touching their bodies and becoming alive. Both are all right. This is the bhava of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Those sakhas, as soon as they came back to life, awoke, they immediately understood what happened when they fell down. They didn't feel like they died. They felt like they woke up and they felt really fresh. They felt like they woke up from a sleep. That much they could realize that we had taken poisoned water and we had fallen down. We became unconscious. They regained their memory. And they used parakshman. They started to look at one another. Each one had experienced that they were drinking water, and they fell off, fell down. So they were all looking at one another, knowing that we all fell down. How come we came back to Allah, we came back to life? What happened? What was the reason? The reason was the biggest doctor was standing right there in front of them. So with one another, they were talking at this miracle. How did this happen? This amazing thing happened. Wasn't amazing that they had died. It was amazing that they had drunk that poison water and they're alive. This place, this world is called Martya Lok. In here, it is natural to die. You read the newspaper, every day there is news about people dying. But never ever would you have read news even once that one man, he had died and from his coffin he got up and he became alive and walked off. Never, even once. Has anybody heard that a person had died and he became alive and came back? Usually we don't read this kind in the newspaper. Death news is there every day. This one died, that one died, that one died. They could understand. Actually, this must be from the Krishna's merciful glance. They came to that conclusion. Many times this kind of mercy they had received from Krishna. So they all came to this conclusion. They had come to this conclusion because they knew Krishna had some kind of powers and he brought us back to life. So in this way Krishna brought back to life his friends and the cows. Sukadeva Goswami in one shlok he's saying the leela of Kaliya Uddhar. Then Narad Muni will ask a question.
Vilokya dushitam krishnam krishna krishna hina vibhu.
Sukadeva Goswami said
suddhi manvichan sarpam tamudavasayat.
Sukadev Goswami in this katha now he is saying
Krishna sarva samarth Sri Krishna, Krishna
the all powerful Krishna,
Yamuna Krishna hina dusitam vilokya.
Krishna, through Krishna he saw Krishna being poisoned.
Bada anupras hai. Kaliya
Nag sometimes is called Krishna because he was black serpent.
Krishna through the black serpent.
Krishna saw Krishna, the Jamuna, being poisoned.
Jamuna ka jal is tarah visala nahi hona chahiye, jiske tat par Bhagwan leela kar rahe hain aur Bhagwan ki.
Jamuna's water should never be poisoned like this, on the banks of which Krishna performs his pastimes. His friends and cows.
Jamuna is tarah se dusit ho jaye.
They all drink water, And for the Jamuna to be in this way poisoned,
Krishna ko yeh acha nahi laga.
Krishna did not like that.
Isliye vilokya shabd dekha Krishna ne vichar
kiya. Therefore this word Sukadev Goswami is using vilokya means he thought about it.
Krishna dusitam. Krishna dusit ho gayi.
Krishna dusitam. Krishna the river became poison.
Savish jala. Vish se yukt jal wali ho gayi. Kaun kiya hai?
And who has done this? Krishna.
Krishna sarp isko dusit kiya.
Krishna the Krishna serpent, the black serpent.
Lekin ek bahut phan the.
Kaliya had mane, he had mane 101 mane hoods. Actually he had many many more hoods, but 101 were the mane hoods. He had thousands of other hoods.
एक खनों से उसके मुख से नेक इग्निशन जल पीते हैं रहते हैं और जमुना इस तरह से दूषित हो जाए कृष्ण को यह अच्छा नहीं लगा इसलिए विलोक्य शब्द देखा कृष्ण ने विचार किया दूषित हो सविष जला विष से युक्त जल वाली हो गई कौन खाली एक सूता रहता था जमुना के तरह का इतना तेज विष था उसमें उबलता रहता था पानी ऐसे उठता रहता था रहता रहता तो एक जला नहीं लगा इसलिए विलोक्य शब्द देखा कृष्ण ने विचार किया कृष्णा दूषिता कृष्णा दूषित हो गई दूषित मतलब सविष जला विष से युक्त जल वाली हो गई कौन किया है कृष्णा कृष्ण सर उसको दूषित किया कालिये के प्रधान 101 फण थे ऐसे उसके और भी अनंत बहुत फण थे लेकिन 101 फण प्रधान थे
एंड द वाटर यूज्ड टू बी ऑलवेज बॉइलिंग